Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bibles with me tonight. We're going to go right to Acts chapter 13, and we're in a series called Ministering Unto the Lord. I believe church should be strategic. I believe that when I stand behind this pulpit, I should be equipping you, empowering you for your spiritual journey to become everything God wants you to become. So our 21-day of prayer and fasting to assist you, to give you resources, to feed your faith. On the weekends, I've been talking about praying always, the power of prayer, different kinds of prayer. This last weekend, we talked about the kind of prayer you pray in a crisis. The weekend before, the kind of prayer you pray that gets answers. So we're doing that on the weekends. On Wednesday nights, we're talking about ministering unto the Lord and fasting. Why will we do that? It's methodical. It's strategic. It's intentional. We're teaching on those two topics to give aid and assistance and empower you and I during our 21-day fast. So we're going to go into the Word tonight. We're going to look at ministering unto the Lord and fasting. We're going to pull out principles from the Bible. So get rid of all the distractions. Get your Bible out. Get a notepad or something to take notes on, your smartphone, whatever. Take some notes. Follow along. And I'm believing God for revelation. I'm believing God for transformation tonight in your life. So let's go to the board over here, Acts chapter 13. Acts 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. Very powerful passage of scripture. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch, there were five guys. And they had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Next verse. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Now that's where I get the title for our series for this Wednesday nights, online camp, online services. That's where I get the title, ministered to the Lord and they fasted. Notice they ministered unto the Lord and they fasted. And then what happened? The Holy Spirit spoke. Do you know what? The Holy Spirit is still speaking today, isn't he? The Holy Spirit is still speaking today. And through ministering unto the Lord and fasting, you can get a word from God, a word in due season. They did. Through fasting and ministering unto the Lord, they got direction for their life. They got specific direction for their life. They got guidance. They got wisdom. They got revelation. All of that happened as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. And look, the presence of God manifests. When you and I create the right atmosphere in our home, the presence of God will manifest. I'm praying tonight that wherever you're at, you're going to sense and feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. As they ministered to the Lord and they fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate Barnabas and Saul," who later became Paul, "for the work whereunto I have called them." You know that you and I, every one of us, under the sound of my voice, have a work to do. We have an assignment. We have a purpose. We have a plan. God has a will. God has a calling. And so notice they discovered their calling as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. They got a word from God as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted. They got guidance, they got direction, they got the next step, they got the work, the specific work, they were called to the Gentiles. All that happened by creating an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit could speak. And the atmosphere was created by them ministering unto the Lord and fasting. So that's where we get our topic, a title for our topic, verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. They sent them away. Now, I'm going to give you the definition of ministering unto the Lord. There's a lot of different definitions there, a lot of different meanings, but let's look at what we've already studied. Pastor, how do you minister unto the Lord? Well, you know, when you and I come to church, the first half of the service, when you come to church online, our online campus, The first half of our service is ministering unto the Lord, right? Through praise, worship, thanksgiving, the giving of offerings. We're ministering unto him. And then the last half of the service is when he ministers unto us through the teaching of the word and prayer. So it's important then, the word minister, if you're a note taker, to minister unto the Lord, ministering there means to bless. So we're actually blessing the blesser. We're actually not asking God for anything when we're ministering unto him, and we're blessing him. So the word minister means to bless. You know, there's a scripture in the Old Testament. It's Psalm 103, verse 1, 2, and 3. In the book of Psalms, Old Testament, it says, bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits. So how do I bless God? How do I bless the blesser? How do I bless God? By not forgetting all that he's done in my life. And number two, ministering there means being thankful, giving thanksgiving, having an attitude of gratitude, giving God thanksgiving and praise. So to bless the Lord is to minister to the Lord. When I bless him, I'm ministering to him. When I don't forget all that he's done for me, and I remind myself of it, and then I begin to thank him for all that he's done for me, I'm blessing him, I'm ministering unto him. You know, we all want him to minister to us, but it's an awesome thought when you think that we can actually, as the creator, minister, as the creation, minister to the creator. I'll get it right. As the creation, minister to the creator. As the blesser, we get to bless him. And so ministering unto the Lord and fasting, the word ministering means to bless, number two, to be thankful, and number three, it means to be a servant or to serve him. To minister unto the Lord is to serve the Lord. It is to serve the Lord. Now watch this. When we minister to the Lord, we create an atmosphere for the presence of God to show up. So how is that? In our home, in our life, if we take time every day to bless him for blessing us, not asking him for anything, but being thankful, number two, and giving him thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, having a thankful heart, sharing with him all the things we're thankful for that he's done past, present, and future. And then number three, by serving the Lord. Joshua, in the Old Testament, he said this, Joshua, in the book of Joshua, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So ministering unto the Lord is serving the Lord. By serving the Lord, I'm ministering unto the Lord. That's powerful. So if I want to create an atmosphere of God's presence in my life, and if I want to learn how to minister to him better, then I've got to take on the attitude and the form and the posture and the mindset of a servant. I want you to say this with me. Let's make this declaration and say it with me. I am a servant of God. I say it again. It sounds so good. I am a servant of God. And when we serve the Lord, by serving the Lord, we're ministering unto him. Last week, I gave you the illustration of a waitress or waiter. And if you go out to eat and there's a waitress or a waiter comes to take your order, they don't walk up and say to you, well, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. Can you give me this? Can you give me that? No, they're there to serve you. They're there to take your order. They're there to minister to you. Liken that to us. As children of the Most High God, when we minister unto God, God begins to show up. When we minister unto God and we fast unto the Lord, God begins to reveal our future, give us direction, show us the steps, the specific work, the right assignment. We get a right now word. We get clarity in our life by creating the right life, a quality life, through a life that every day, how can I bless the Lord today? I know if you're like me, if you got children or grandchildren, you love to bless them. Well, I love to bless the Lord. We, as the creation, have the privilege of blessing the Creator. And by not forgetting all that he's done for us, moving into thanksgiving, then by moving into serving him every day of our life. Let me give you some scriptures that bears this out. Romans 12, verse 1, and I want to give it to you in three different paraphrase or translations, okay, to bring out the content. Look what he says. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters. So he's talking to Christians. in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice? How can you be a sacrifice and alive? In the Old Testament, when they brought a sacrifice, they killed it. So what does this mean in the New Testament? We're living sacrifices. It means that we're dead to sin and alive to God. We're dead to this world, but alive to God, a living sacrifice. So I offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God. And last week we talked about on Wednesday night, to minister unto the Lord is to please the Lord, is to please Him. Not men pleasers, but we are God pleasers. So he says, holy and pleasing to God, this is your true and proper what? Worship. Oh my goodness. Presenting our body, what does that mean? Giving Him our life as a vessel or becoming a servant of the Most High God, that is a form and an act of worship. That is a form and an act of worship. Let me give it to you from the New Living Translation. And so, dear brothers and sisters, talking to Christians, I plead with you to give your bodies as a vessel, as an instrument, to God because of all that He's done for you. Because of all that He's done for you. Think about tonight, all that He's done for you. Because all that He's done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Watch this now. The kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. How do we worship God? By being a servant. By offering our bodies or our life every day, everything we are, everything we have, everywhere we go. We're a living sacrifice, dead to the world, alive unto God. What is that? That is a form of worship. So through serving, we're worshiping or we're ministering unto the Lord. I love these paraphrases, the Message translation or paraphrase. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, watch this now. This really breaks it down. Remember, tonight we're talking about we minister unto God by giving Him our life and becoming His servant. It's called servant leadership. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the word, and I love being with y'all tonight. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take every day. How many days? Take every day. This is what it means to minister unto the Lord. See, we're not just ministering unto the Lord at church or online or at home, but we're to take every day, all through the day, and we are to be serving Him, ministering to Him, which He sees it as worship. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you, take your everyday, your ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, your walking around in the mall, and place it before God as an offering. I love that. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. All that He's done for us, surely we want to give back. When we, in view of all of His mercy, in view of all that He's done, in view of all of His protection, His blessing, His favor, His promotion, His care, His love, His healing, His peace, His joy, in view of all salvation, redemption, rescue, all that He's done for us, in light of that, the best thing you can do is embrace what God's done for you and do back for Him. Serve Him with your whole heart every day of your ordinary life, 7/24. So ministering unto God isn't just on Sunday or Wednesday or Saturday at church. Ministering unto God is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Can you say that with me? It's a lifestyle. All right? So let's continue building here, talking about tonight that ministering unto the Lord is serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Servant leadership. All right? What does He want me to do? And then do it for Him. That's ministering unto the Lord. What does He want me to do today? And whatever I do today for anybody, what does He want me to do today? And whatever I do for anybody, I'm doing it actually for Him. Ooh, I like that. I like that. But Jesus, this is in Matthew 20, verse 25. But Jesus called them unto Him, and He said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and that they are great in exercising authority upon other people. Verse 26, but it shall not be so among you as children of the Most High God. It will not be so among you. We're different. It shall not be so among you. In other words, our culture and their way of getting ahead, our culture and their way of getting a promotion, climbing the corporate ladder, is not how you and I climb the ladder of success. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great, you want to be great tonight? I do. You want to leave impact? I do. You want to make a difference? Sure you do. You want to be great, a great father, a great mother, a great son, daughter, aunt, uncle, great leader, a great employee, employer, a great business owner? You want to be great? Then what? Let him be your minister. Now, don't forget that word minister, because we're talking about ministering unto the Lord and fasting. Ministering unto the Lord is more than just church. It's part of it, but that's not most of it. Ministering unto the Lord is 724. Remember what the Message translation said? Offer your life as a living sacrifice, everything you have, everything you are, everywhere you go, and shopping and walking around and sleeping and eating. He said that you are to be a servant of the Most High God. A lot of people want to be great. They want to be a success. And he says, don't do it the world's way. Do it God's way. We're not in that kingdom. We're in a new kingdom. We're not in the F family. We're in the family of God. And you and I minister unto God by becoming a servant of the Most High God. By becoming a minister, I always say it, every member is a minister at Church on the Rock. Every Christian is called to minister one to another. And when we minister one to another, we're actually serving, ministering unto the Lord. So it will not be so among you. You're not going to be like the world. But if you want to be great, then you're going to have to become a servant. Verse 27, and whosoever shall be chief or great among you, let them become your servant. So the way to greatness is servanthood. The way to greatness in the kingdom of God is finding out how to minister unto God and then invest my life to be best that I can be at ministering to him through blessing him every day, being thankful to him every day, and then serving him, pleasing him. God, what do you want me to do today? God, and you know, with that mindset, you create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to say, to said, to speak, to talk in your life and give you direction, the next step, clarity, guidance, wisdom, and a right now word. I like it. Even as the Son of Man, he's our example. Jesus is our example for servanthood. Jesus is our example. He's our mentor. He's our coach, our life coach. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, he's our example. And to give his life as a ransom for many people. So we're to look at Jesus as an example. And he said he didn't come to get ministered to, he came to minister to. When you and I change our attitude and mindset that the world has, everybody serve me, everybody, you know, meet my needs, take care of me, everybody, you know, me first. That's the world's way. But our way is that we want to minister to the Lord by ministering to others. We serve God by serving others. Break it down, Pastor. Okay, tomorrow morning, Thursday, you get up, and surely you're going to see people around you wherever you go with a need, with a hurt, with an opportunity to help them, share something with them that will encourage them, that will edify them. There are opportunities around us like never before during COVID to be servants, to minister to the Most High God. And when we minister unto the Lord, see, it's more than praise and worship. It's more, it is that, but it's more than just blessing him and counting your blessings. It's more than that. It's more than that. You're not asking him for anything. It's more than that. It's serving him. It's God, here's my life as a living sacrifice. What do you want me to do today? Where do you want me to go today? Who do you want me to help today? With that mindset, as a servant, you're going to see an anointing, a presence, a power of God at your house like never before. Oh, I'm excited about that. Let's go back to the board. Verse chapter 25. We're going to move on now. We were in chapter 20. Let's go to chapter 25 and verse 35. For I was hungry. Now watch this. Now get revelation from this. Don't let this pass you by. This is so huge. This is so good. This is so rich. This is going to help us. For I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Guys, can you push it forward for me for the next verse, please? Verse 36. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. Look at this. I was in prison and you came into me. Now notice, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came and saw me. Next verse, guys, verse 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when were you hungry? And when did we feed you? Jesus, his disciples asking him, when were you thirsty? When were you thirsty? And we gave you water. When were you hungry? And we gave you something to eat. Next verse, guys, verse 38. When saw a stranger and you took me in, I'll get it right. When was I a stranger and you took you in? When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Next verse, guys, verse 39. Or when did we see you sick and in prison? When did we come visit you in prison, Jesus? Next verse, verse 40. And the king answered. Now the king here is the type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the king answered and said to them, verily, I say unto you, insomuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. What was he saying? When you serve and you meet somebody else's needs, you are ministering unto God. God takes it personally as if you were doing it for him. When we serve in the children's ministry and we serve those children, you know what? We are not only serving those children, but he said, as you do it unto them, you're actually doing it unto me. So we're ministering unto the Lord when we minister unto other people in need. Oh, I love it. We're ministering unto the Lord. We're reaching out and we're blessing, thanking, praising, worshiping, pleasing, and serving him when we serve other people. We bless God. We show an attitude of gratefulness. We're pleasing him. We're honoring him. We are serving him and ministering to him when we serve other people. He's basically saying, when you did it for them, you did it for me. I always like to say it this way. Whatever we do with a right heart and a right motive in the name of the Lord, we're doing is it unto the Lord. Not unto man, but as unto the Lord. I love that. So he said, when you do it for them, you're doing it as unto me. I love that. Let's move on, guys. So I want to give you some action points tonight. All right? So ministering unto the Lord. Let's recap. Ministering unto the Lord. You know, I remember years ago when our church was small, when somebody visited the church, I would go out and visit them. I would go visit the visitors on Monday. We have actually a program called EE, Evangelism Explosion, that would meet on Monday night, get the visitor cards from those who visited on Saturday and Sunday, and we go call on those people. It's a great program. Visitation didn't happen so much today because of the world we live in, but way back then it worked. And so I can remember going out and visiting people who visited the church, and you know what? Just knock on the door and you go inside, and just walking into the house, there was an atmosphere. There was an aura. There was an environment. There was a feeling. There was a spirit. Every person has a spirit. Every house has a spirit. Every city has a spirit. Every state has a spirit. It's all biblical. And so what I'm talking about tonight, when I would go into those people's homes, I could tell if they'd been fussing or fighting or quarreling. You could just pick it up in the spirit. I could pick up if they had a love for God, if they were hungry for God, if they wanted to know God. You could just pick it up in the spirit, in the atmosphere, in the aura, in the environment. Well, what I'm talking about tonight is how you and I can make our home a worship center, our home an altar, our home a habitation for God to show up and show off, for the presence of God, that when people walk into your house, the other day had a couple in our church, they're buying a new house. And they said, Pastor, you know, with everything going on, we know you can't come to our house, but would you pray with us now over our house? And I said, I sure will. And we prayed, we agreed that Psalm 112 over their house. We agreed that over their house, no weapon formed against them would prosper. We begin to speak and declare scriptures over their house, that the peace of God would rule and reign in that house, that when people walked into their house, they would feel a peace and a joy and something different. If they didn't know the Lord, they would want to know the Lord. For everybody who came under that roof of that house. Well, that's what I'm liking it to tonight, that when you and I minister unto the Lord and fast, not just at church, not just on Sunday, but we make it as a living sacrifice. We make it as our life as an active worship center, if you please. If we not only bless the Lord for what he's done, praise and worship and we're thankful, pleasing him, honoring him, but also we every day we're going to serve you, God. Today, it's all about you, God. It's not about us. We didn't come today for people to minister to us. God, we get up today to minister unto others. And when we minister to other people, the grocery store, the gas station, at the mall, in the strip mall, wherever, at school, wherever we're at. I didn't say strip joint. I said strip mall, okay? Wherever we're at, you know, wherever we're at, if we say, God, use me today. God, how can I be a blessing? How can I help other people? How can I encourage other people? What are we doing? We're serving the Lord. We're ministering to God. And we're creating an atmosphere for a greater anointing on our life and on our house and on our family. So let me give you some action points tonight, okay? As we talked about, let's bring it in conclusion. Number one, we have to renew our mind. Because, remember, we read, he said, the Gentiles are all about dictating and domineering and pushing and shoving. It's all about them. And remember, he said in Matthew 20, we're not like that. That we know the way up is the way down. We know if we're going to be great, we got to be servant of all, right? Greatness comes through servant leadership. Somebody said, I heard them say, the more needs you can serve and meet, the more successful your life will be. You know, I like to watch Shark Tank, okay? I like to watch Shark Tank. I like to watch those entrepreneurs interview potential entrepreneurs. And here's one thing, Mark Cuban, Shark Tank, give him a little plug. That's what they always talk about. When people come in, they're interviewing them. They want them to invest in their business, whatever they're starting up, their project, their idea. They always ask them, what kind of a need will this meet? And then they say, how many people will this serve? How many people can this serve and meet their needs and solve a problem? Because they know the more needs you meet, the more problems you solve, the more successful you'll be. Well, let's liken that to our spiritual walk. I really believe the more we take on the attitude of a servant, and we got to renew our mindset. We got to have a new mindset. We got to have the renewal of the mind because the world doesn't think this way. We got to renew our mind, Romans 12, 1 and 2, into how God thinks and what God wants us to be and God's way to be great and God's way to make impact and God's way to leave a legacy. And we're going to renew our mind in the Word of God every day, Bible reading plan, all right? Number two, see yourself as a servant of God. How do you see yourself tonight? How do you perceive yourself? What is your mindset that we saw earlier? It has to be the mindset of Christ, that this mind that was in Christ be in you, and it was the mindset of a servant. The more people we can serve, the more people we can help, the greater our life will become. And as we do that, we're ministering unto the Lord, because he said, when you visited them in prison, you visited me. And they said, you weren't in prison. But he said, those that were naked, you gave them clothes. They said, you were naked. What is he teaching them? He's saying, whatever you do for them, I take it personally. Whoa. So see yourself as a servant of God. Number three, make ministering unto the Lord a lifestyle. Make it a lifestyle. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday or Saturday, but a 7:24, you heard it earlier in the Message translation. He said, you know, in your eating and your sleeping, you're getting up, going to work, walking around, present your life as a vessel unto God to use to make a difference. So make it a ministering unto the Lord, a lifestyle. And number four, keep an eternal mindset or perspective. Keep an eternal perspective. We're practicing now, learning how to be skilled at ministering unto the Lord and fasting so that we're positioning ourselves for the next life, the next world. You do know the Bible talks about the coming world, the new world. I'm not talking about new world order. I'm talking about a new heaven and a new earth. And so we need the mindset that make every day count, ministering to the Lord, lifestyle, be a servant of the Most High God. Say it with me. I am a servant of the Most High God. That's so important that we get this, we have it down. All right? Josh is coming out. And before we end tonight, I want to pray with you. Those of you, you see, Pastor, I need a change in my life. I need things to change. I'm hurting. I'm wounded. I'm beaten. I'm crushed. I'm broken. You know what? We have people standing right now that will pray with you. If you need help, real help, we have people in the chat room that can help you. Our hosts are standing by. And maybe if you're in a small group, you're in a watch party, ask the watch party leader, the small group leader at the end of the service tonight. Go off to the side, talk to them, and just share your heart with them and let them minister unto you. And as they minister unto you, they're ministering unto the Lord. But I want to pray right now for everyone. You see, Pastor, I want my life to change. I need a new beginning. I need a fresh start. I need to start over. I need to give God unforgiveness, bitterness, wounds, offenses, hurts. I've been stuck, Pastor, in COVID. I need to give God a condemnation. I've fell off the wagon. I fell off the path. I've created some bad habits. I picked up some bad things. Pastor, I need to give it all to God tonight. I need to give it to Him, Pastor, and I want to live for Him. I want to serve Him. I want to be a minister and a servant of the Most High God. I want the anointing on my life. I want the presence of God on my life. I want this year to be most productive and best year of my life. Pastor, pray for me. If that's you, punch the button on the screen. We're all going to pray right now. Let me lead you in this prayer. You're ready for a change. You're ready to give your life to God. You're ready to get sold out. You're ready to come back home. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and make a difference. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.